Harvey Road could be in for a mix of houses, townhomes and condominiums. Barry councillors, sitting as planning committee, approved a rezoning Tuesday evening needed to develop 127 residential units at 108, 116 and 122 Harvey Road. City Council will consider final approval of the rezoning at its June 6 meeting. Tuesday's motion passed with no discussion in Caun. Natalie Harris, who represents this area, said her concerns were addressed before the meeting. Those issues included whether the apartment building could be more than four stories, why there is parking in the front of Harvey Road and why there are two amenity spaces. It passed on consent because I was satisfied with the answers, Harris said. Four stories is the maximum building height in this zone and the applicant, ASA Development, did not request an amendment to build higher, based on the built form proposed, said city planning staff. ASA was unable to provide sufficient underground parking to house all of the required parking for the apartment, so some would be at grade and abuts Harvey Road. And there are two amenity spaces to provide this use equally, with one in the northern section of the property, the other in the south. The breakdown is a four-story apartment building with 50 units, 65 townhouses and 12 single-detached homes on this rectangular 6.1 acres, located on the north side of Harvey Road, west of Highway 400, within the Holly planning area. ASA has also submitted an application for a draft plan of subdivision, being considered separately from the rezoning, required to create the 12 single-detached homes fronting Beacon Road, the extension of Beacon Road, the creation of a new municipal road, and two blocks on the remainder of the land that would be further subdivided on private roadways through further Planning Act applications. ASA is proposing to develop the two separate blocks as a plan of condominium, although this requires the land be part of a registered plan of subdivision prior to further condominium blocks and lots being created. Should council approve the rezoning, planning staff, through delegated authority, would be in a position to recommend approval of the associated draft plan of subdivision following final approval of implementing the zoning bylaw. If council approves the rezoning, staff recommend a holding provision be used on this land to address comments received from the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority, LSRCA, specifically related to the identification of any natural heritage features on site including significant wildlife habitat and habitat of endangered species. The holding provision would be lifted following the completion of an updated environmental impact study to the satisfaction of the LSRCA and the city. This property needs to be rezoned from residential to residential multiple dwelling, apartment and single detached with special provisions. These variances include smaller minimum lot coverage, lot frontage, exterior side yard setback, rear yard setback, front yard setback to the building and front yard setback. Fees to develop this property won't fill city coffers, but they will help. Current development charges for the project are $71,073 per single, semi-detached home, $56,260 per townhouse and $26,980 to $38,430 for each apartment. Development charge, DC, revenue is estimated to be almost of $7.2 million. DCs are calculated and paid when building permits are issued. DCs are designed to recover the capital costs associated with residential and non-residential, commercial, industrial, institutional, growth within a municipality from developers so that existing residents don't have to foot the bill. The education levy for residential uses is currently $3,559 per unit, representing a total education levy of approximately $505,841 for this development. A cash in lieu of parkland contribution would be required and a $6,390 per residential unit, representing a total cash in lieu of parkland contribution of $811,530.